It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. All this week, we're previewing the fall arts season. And today, John Schaefer, host of WNYC's Soundcheck podcast, joins us to discuss some of the music we can look forward to. Hi, John.
Hi, Richard.
So before we get into the albums coming out this fall, what are the concerts that, you know, I should go see? What's big?
Well, they don't come much bigger than the Meadows Music and Arts Festival, taking place for the first time here in New York at Citi Field in Flushing Meadows Park. Featuring The Weeknd and Kanye West and an amazing array of so-called support acts, including the British punk band Savages, Chance the Rapper, and lots more. That's the weekend of October 1st and 2nd. It is the inaugural Meadows Music and Arts Festival.
Now, one of my favorites, Pharrell, he's doing something at BAM.
Yes, as part of the Next Wave Festival, Pharrell Williams has collaborated with the Dallas Symphony Orchestra.
Really?
Yeah, on a new dance score. The choreographer is Jonah Beaucaire, and the visual artist Daniel Arsham. They've created this dance theater piece called Rules of the Game.
Very chill. I love it.
Yeah,
I love
it. It's not the full Dallas Symphony Orchestra, right. And of course the dancers will be performing to this music on tape, but it will be part of the Brooklyn Academy of Music's Next Wave Festival from November 10th to November 12th.
Okay, let's talk about albums. The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, mm-hmm. releasing a new record soon, right?
Well, it's not just a record. It's actually a companion album to his autobiography called Born to Run. That is due on September 27th. The album's called Chapter and Verse, and it comes out 4 days earlier. And we'll, you know, kind of take you through chronologically through Bruce Springsteen's career. The interesting thing about it is that the first five tracks have never been commercially released, and they include the first recording that Bruce Springsteen ever made at age 16
wow.
as the guitarist and backup singer of the New Jersey band called the Castiles. That was recorded in a studio in a shopping mall in New Jersey. And that will be the opening track on the new Springsteen record, which will be called Chapter and Verse, and which will include some of his greatest hits as well.
Okay, so he's big. We hear a lot about Springsteen. What are some of the other musicians people might not be as familiar with that we should be on the lookout for?
Well, there's a couple of really interesting records coming out later in September. One of them is by Tanya Tagaq, who is an Inuit throat singer from northernmost Canada. Her albums often revolve around ideas of indigenous people's rights, women's rights, the kind of sacred nature of the land. Her album Animism, back in 2014, won the Polaris Prize, which is the big music prize in Canada, beating Drake and Arcade Fire. So, you know, A-list names. And she is due to release a new record called Retribution, which seems to pick up on a lot of the themes from this Animism record. So look for a new album from Tanya Tagaq with more of this layering of these shamanic, ritualistic, vocals one atop the other. It's really a striking sound.
And we have Kate Tempest.
Kate Tempest, the British, I don't even know how to describe her. She is an astonishing talent. She blurs the distinction between speech, rap, song, and kind of recitation of poetry. This might be her best-known work from a couple of years ago. It's called Brand New Ancients.
In a crowded street, too much, they feel sick. Sure, there must be more to life, but they don't know what it is. These thoughts ain't got no oracles to translate their requests. These gods have got a headache and a payment plan. A stress about when next they'll see their kids. They all are fighting over favorites. They're just getting on with it. They are the brand new ancients.
So that is some of the art of Kate Tempest, whose new album will be called Let Them Eat Chaos. It comes out late this month.
Okay, we're going to check all these out. John Schaefer, host of WNYC's Soundcheck podcast. For more on what to look for this fall, go to WNYC.org. We've got it all on our website. John, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Richard.